Linda, first of all, Chris and I think about your nephew every day, and we're just wondering how you and the family are holding up as the search goes on.
It's an unbelievably difficult thing to do. There's no doubt about it, but you just have to keep going and just keep believing every second that he's alive, and it keeps you going. It doesn't stop you.
Now, I had the chance to meet you on just a chance meeting at the grocery store, and you came up to me and handed me a postcard and said, one of our family members is missing. Can you just look at this? And I introduced myself to you, and we've been in touch since then.
Yep.
So how is the postcard campaign doing? Is it actually generating leads?
It's actually so amazing. We're shocked by it. I wasn't expecting such a great response. And yes, we have had some leads with it where they'll go, nobody will know. But every single lead counts because there's nothing out there. The police have nothing, no clues, zero. But since then, we've had a few phone calls and leads to offer. And so I say, absolutely, it's working. And we're getting pictures now of people with the postcards in their windshields, which I think is fantastic. Everyone's offering to hand them out. So, I mean, I think it's called the City of St. Sudbury. It's stunning what's happening.
Maybe you can tell us about your recent trip back here to Sudbury, where you happened to have met Mel. Like, how long were you up here? How many people do you think that you had contact with?
I came up originally, it was my mother's 88th birthday, and we had planned this in advance, and then this unfortunate thing happened, and I was only coming up for 2 days, but I changed that, and I stayed until the 16th, and got the postcards organized, and went out with the family, and it was just, we must have hit, I would say, over 1,000 people just within the 2 days that we started handing them out, because it took a while. The family is very shy and very upset about doing media, which I understand. It's very hard to keep it together. And so I helped them with that a little bit. And then we did an interview. So we were just going crazy, but we did the postcards as well, too. And it was really well-timed because after the interview, everyone came to us and asked us for cards.
Yeah.
When they saw us. So I thought that was really, the timing was perfect. It couldn't have been better. And I'm shocked at the response. I'm so happy and so excited.
Yeah, you've got a new postcard coming out soon. You're getting how many printed?
20,000.
Okay, so
we went through 10,000 in a heartbeat. So we said, you know what, with that much support, we'll just keep ordering them.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something, Linda. If you think Brandon's listening right now, what do you want to say to him?
Come home, Brandon.
Yeah.
He has no idea of the people who care and love him. And he's so missed. You know, Brandon, life's hard. It's hard. But we're there, and we're going to pick you up, pick up the pieces, and make you and us whole.
Linda, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have made you cry. I know you've spilled enough tears over this to last a lifetime. Chris and I want to help out by getting the word out. We'd also like to have some of the postcards when they're available so we can pass them out here. And please know that you are in our hearts, and we talk about Brandon every day. You're in our hearts.
I think Mel just asked that question because she wanted to see my mascara run.
I'm crying too right now. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? It's so hard. You try to be so strong, and it just, your heart stops. The minute that you hear that someone's missing in your family, your heart stops.